Hey there, Mindy.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Come here. I got something to show you. Remember how I was on that wait list to get that pair of pants that I had been wanting for the last 3 years?
Yes.
Well, they finally came this morning. And I have to say, they were well worth the wait.
Okay, but Mindy, it looks like you're just wearing a regular pair of pants.
Just a regular pair of pants? Guy Raz, these are pouch pants.
Pouch pants?
Yeah, you've never heard of pouch pants?
Mindy, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know how kangaroos have pouches to carry their babies?
Yes.
Well, these pants are for carrying your food babies. Look, I've got a pack of 200 baby carrots right here.
Aren't those supposed to be refrigerated?
Yeah, that's why I packed in a few scoops of ice cream first.
Well, okay, before that ice cream melts, I think we should get started with the game show.
Oh, right. Start the engine!
And hit the lights in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after Interrupting Cal. It's
2 Whats and a Row.
Wowzers, it's time for another hopping round of Two Whats and a Wow. Two Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
Yesterday, we gave you 3 scientific statements about dreams and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, about 1 in every 10 people do not see their dreams?
Or was it B, some octopuses change colors when they dream?
Or was it C, research suggests that porcupines sing while they dream?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's June from New Hampshire. June, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is June, and I live in Keene, New Hampshire. And my wow in the world is that when octopuses dream, they change colors. Say hi to Reggie and Grandma G-Force for me. Bye.
Winner, winner, dream cheese for dinner.
And there you have it, wowzers. If you guessed the answer B, that some octopuses change colors when they dream, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, wowzers.
Because octopuses are so different from humans, it's hard to prove that they are actually dreaming without being able to communicate with them. But octopuses do change colors and even shift patterns while they're sleeping.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. Most people do see things when they dream. Even people who are born blind can visualize their dreams, though typically not as intensely as people with a strong sense of sight.
And if you guessed C, while porcupines don't sing in their sleep, scientists think that birds actually might. When looking at the activity patterns in bird brains while they slept, researchers found these patterns to be similar to their brain activity during the day when they sing. So scientists believe that maybe birds just might be singing in their dreams.
Ooh.
Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible scientific alarm clock. What does that even mean?
Tired of waking up to the same old beep, 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 beep?
Yes!
Well, start waking up to the terrible scientific jokes told by Guy Raz and me. Guy Razzy, why don't you read the first joke on the list right here?
Okay. Let's see here. How did the molecule wake up the atom?
I don't know. How, Guy Raz?
He told it to get up an atom?
Hey, I didn't say the jokes would be good.
Okay, well, I guess congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break because Mindy's pouch pants seem to be leaking all over the floor.
It's the ice cream.
But when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
to What's in a While. We'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it! Now back to the show!
And we're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow. The category for today is kangaroos. Mindy, why don't you update our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about kangaroos. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up what's.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about kangaroos is the true scientific wow? Is it A, the western gray kangaroo has a strong popcorn-like scent?
Or is it B, newborn baby kangaroos are the size of grapefruits?
Or is it C, kangaroos can jump over a school bus?
One more time. Is it A, the western gray kangaroo has a strong popcorn-like scent?
Or is it B, newborn kangaroos are the size of a grapefruit?
Or is it C, kangaroos can jump over a school bus?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And then jump up and down shouting what you think the answer is.
And then check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Hippity Hoppity.
The kangaroo is the only large animal that travels solely by hopping.
And that's because it can't move its legs independently of one another on land.
So we challenge you to hop like a kangaroo.
Grab your family members and challenge them to a race. See who can hop the farthest and the fastest.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of...
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.